Looking at Great Bend, I can't help but feel this is what Garden City wants to be in a couple seasons from now. A squad that's going to have seven seniors honored on senior night in a couple of weeks. A team that's been waiting a very long time to have a winning season like this. And a team that I feel like has grown together to become this team. Comparing these two teams side by side, Great Bend is just a couple years ahead in the timeline of Garden City. When you look at some of the lineups that Garden City was rolling out throughout Friday night's game, there were a lot of lineups that featured either three or four underclassmen, while the Panthers were constantly growing with four seniors. The biggest difference in this game, and a huge disparity that's caused Garden City to start 0-5 in the WAC this season, is the guard play. Sadie Spray was great for Great Bend all night long. She was creating shots for herself. She was moving the ball when she needed to. On the other side for the Buffaloes, Maria Marcinas really showed up late on in this game. But in the early stages of the first half, the Buffaloes just could not get consistent shots around where they wanted to be. Only three Buffaloes scored for the first three quarters of this game. And that's something that you can't have when you go on the road. You need to be able to have a couple different players firing. Garden City didn't have that. Great Bend did. Final score, Great Bend 50, Garden City 30. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.